It's shocking, perhaps, but it's not surprising. Hi, this is Charles Goyette. It's shocking to hear the stories about veterans dying waiting for medical appointments at the Phoenix VA hospital. Shocking in the sense of disturbing. By one account, as many as 40 veterans died waiting their turn to be seen. But it's not shocking in the sense of surprising. Who can forget the Washington Post report about the sick and wounded soldiers spilling out into the hallways of Walter Reed Army Medical Center, overflowing into nearby apartments and motels, and that was 7 years ago. Congress is acting indignant at the latest news, but it was indignant 7 years ago, too. In response to congressional indignation, the head of the VA, Eric Shinseki, has ordered an audit of every VA medical facility in the country. Well, an audit shouldn't have been needed to reveal grim conditions. Although I'm a veteran myself and I don't have anything to do with VA medical care, I've been hearing about strained conditions at VA hospitals for years now. But that's what happens when 2.5 million people are marched off to foreign wars in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. A lot of them come home needing treatment. Another thing happens in wartime, too. And it happens with such regularity that it shouldn't be surprising. Oh, the bunting gets hung, the brass gets polished, and the bands play their stirring marching music when a new war is engaged. The people's chests swell with pride and they hold parades when the young are marched off to fight and die. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is, how sweet it is to die for one's country, and so on. But when they come home, battered and broken, some in boxes, the celebration always quiets down considerably. And the resources to take care of them? Well, they're needed for other things then. And it's not just the VA. Everything seems to be in shambles. USA Today reports today that more than 500,000 Americans with serious mental illness are falling through the cracks of a system in tatters. Resources are strained at every turn, and it's not surprising. But what if I could point to a windfall? One that would make the people wealthier and thereby make the entire country better off. Big resources, too. The Competitive Enterprise Institute is out with its new report on the cost of federal regulations. 10,000 Commandments 2014 finds that the cost of federal regulatory compliance for Americans reached $1.863 trillion in 2013. That's up $676 billion from 2009, just 4 years ago. Now, do you think that living with the same level of federal regulations that we had 4 years ago would somehow be impossible, that it would leave the country somehow uninhabitable? Believe me, it will be much less habitable when it is bankrupt. Federal regulatory costs are now $15,000 per household every year. Cut that by a third, roll the federal regulatory machine back just 4 years, and Americans' households are $5,000 richer each and every year. It's like a windfall, an immense tax cut for everybody. And that's only a place to begin the savings that can be had by slashing the regulatory state. But if you really think all that federal regulation is justifiable or needed, I invite you to do what I have done and romp through the pages of the Federal Register sometime. For 2013, it ran 79,311 pages with absurdities, hilarity, and naked cronyism on every page. And don't think for a minute that it's all about protecting the environment and things like that. The lion's share, 70% of federal regulations in one recent year, is the cost of economic regulation. That consists of non-environmental restrictions, incentives on businesses, things like price supports, import restrictions to benefit the well-connected, and other wealth transfer costs. Oh, and tax compliance, too. Between the military's wounded, the mentally ill, and a long list of other demands, there won't be enough for everybody. There won't be enough to go around. The pie is getting smaller. In Washington, the battle for diminishing resources will grow ever more ugly. But we could create the equivalent of a huge tax cut by slashing the regulatory burden that leaves this country staggering. Just roll the regulatory state back to where it was when Obama first took office. Just start there and watch an economic miracle begin. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.